Welcome to the Anat Baniel Method for Bags. This is the sixth and final lesson of this series. I want to congratulate you for your commitment to your health and well-being. Today we're going to try and have you experience a way to integrate that which you've learned in a different way that will help facilitate all that you know now for you to take it into your daily life. So first of all, lying there, just scan the way you are lying. Feel the length of your spine. Feel whether when you think of your spine now, maybe it's a bit clearer than it was in the first lesson. Do you see internally, do you feel internally more of your vertebrae? Are they clearer? Are you seeing them from the back? Are you seeing them from the front, from inside? And your chest bone. The ribs all around, from the front, from the chest bone, around to the spine. And also the floating ribs that do not connect directly or at all to the chest bone. And the clavicles and the shoulder blades and your diaphragm. Can you visualize your diaphragm three-dimensionally from the front to the back, across like this through your torso? And feel the way your pelvis is lying on the floor and the way the legs are lying. The right leg from the right hip to the right heel, and the left leg from the left hip to the left heel, and the shoulder blades and the shoulders across, and your head, your face, your mouth. Is your face organized in such a way that you could smile easily without any effort? Your mouth could break into a smile. And your tongue and your jaw. And now feel how you're breathing. Don't change as usual, just be an observer of yourself. And feel, see how you're breathing. And now put both hands about 2 inches below your belly button. Find your belly button and go down approximately 2 inches and touch with the tips of your fingers about 2 inches below the belly button. And very slowly start exhaling, pushing that part of your abdomen out and flattening the chest. Gently, easily, let the exhalation be long. Don't push the air out powerfully so that you can exhale slowly, gradually. And while you exhale, flatten the chest and push the belly out. And feel that the belly is lifting your fingers towards the ceiling. Exhale through the nose this time, not through the mouth. And feel how when you exhale, the chest flattens, you push that part of the belly forward, up towards the ceiling, so it lifts your fingers. And now bend your knees, put your feet standing, and continue doing the same thing. Just now, as you breathe out and push your belly out, reduce the tension in your eyes, in your jaws, your tongue, in the fingers, in the wrists, in the shoulders, in the legs, in the hips. And as you continue exhaling like this, without pushing the air quickly out, gradually the exhalation will come longer. Don't try to make it longer, but allow it, or it'll happen by itself. And as the exhalation gets easier, that you don't feel forcing anymore, while you do this way of breathing, of exhaling, listen, pay attention to the length of your spine. But continue exhaling, pushing the belly out each time you exhale, and listen to the length of your spine. Listen to the back of your neck. Listen to your feet. Listen whether there is tension in between the legs, close to the buttocks. Listen to the eyes, the jaw, the tongue, the chest in front. And feel your arms, your hands, your wrists, your lips. And see how much of yourself, how much of your body you can have in your awareness, or you can be aware of, while you're doing this movement of exhalation. And now, as you're exhaling and pushing the belly out and seeing, feeling as much of yourself as you can, keep scanning your body, start doing a very small movement with your chin, with your head, so that the chin moves a tiny bit towards the chest and a tiny bit away from the chest. But you continue exhaling, pushing the belly out, and at the same time doing this movement with the head. And if you can, if there's any room left in you to do that, be aware of your spine, your pelvis, your hip joints, your jaw, your tongue, lips, fingers, shoulders, everything. And as you move the head like this, do you feel tension in the back of your neck? And see if gradually, by doing this delicate little movement while you exhale and while you have an image of your body in your mind, whether you can gradually feel how to reduce the tension in the back of the neck. As you exhale like this, as you push the belly out, and as you have as much of a representation of yourself as you can in your awareness. And while you move your head like this, listen how much tension is there in the chest. What kind of image do you have of yourself in terms of your chest? That you feel that you're good looking, that you're pretty, that you're attractive. How much tension is part of that image? Or your idea of being straight, or your idea of being right, or good, or beautiful. And see whether you can gradually, at least at this moment, exhale, push the belly out, do this tiny movement with your head, with your chin, coming closer to the chest and away from the chest, and see if you can gradually think your chest melting. That at this moment, there's nothing you need to do with the chest more than just the exhalation and then the inhalation. And now move the knees a tiny bit in and a tiny bit out. Forget the head. Stop moving the head. and continue exhaling, pushing the belly out, and just tiny bit moving the knees in and out, a tiny, tiny movement. And listen, do you feel, do you sense any tension in your legs, in your hips? And again, of course, see what of that muscular contraction you can let go of and still have the legs standing and still exhale and push the belly out. And now stop the knees and start sliding the feet a little away from you and a little closer to you while you exhale, pushing the belly out. And see if you can continue the exhalation without interruption while you move the legs like this. And you see that many, at least in the very beginning, cannot do that. There is an interruption with the breathing. See if you can gradually figure out how to inhale and then exhale, pushing the belly out where you're touching it without disrupting that breathing movement. And you'll see that that'll do something wonderful for your legs, not just for your breathing. And now continue exhaling like this, stop moving the legs, and keep your hands where they are, about 2 inches below your belly button, and very, very slowly, without taking the hands, or at least leave one hand there if you need to support yourself coming up with one hand, roll to your side and stand up. Slowly roll to your side, and get up and stand. And we're going to continue now with the lesson in standing. So you stand up with your feet spread and both hands about 2 inches or maybe even 1.5, 2 inches, about 5 centimeters, so it's approximately 2 inches, actually 2.5 inches below the belly button. And first of all, just do a few movements of exhaling, pushing the belly out, and then inhaling and then doing that again. And see if you can get that feeling, that movement in standing. And you'll see that oftentimes in the beginning, when people start learning how to do this movement in standing, there is a tendency to collapse the spine in an attempt to push the belly out forward. See if you can gradually learn to do it, but staying with your spine tall. And if that's not doable, do it any way you can until that'll become clear to you too. And now, very slowly, while you're exhaling like that, pushing the air out, start oscillating with your body a little bit forwards. Move your whole body as if you are one piece, a little bit forward and a little bit backwards. That means that you move only in your ankles. You're not moving in your pelvis, you're not moving in your spine, you're not moving in your hip joints forwards and backwards. It's as if you have a stick going up from your right ankle all the way to your head and from your left ankle all the way to your head, and somebody has taken a thread at the top of your head and he's moving this triangle forward and backwards. And the only place you have joints right now in your thinking, in your imagination, is in your ankles. So you move the whole body as if it's so light, it's as if the wind is moving you. wind is coming from your back and tilting you a touch forward, and then comes from the front and pushes your body gently a little bit backwards. And at the same time that you're doing that, exhale and push the belly out. So that is there the whole time. The exhalation pushing the belly out is there the whole time. And you're moving yourself, oscillating like that, forwards and backwards. That's right. See if you have tilted your head to one side, or if you have dropped your head a lot down, and see if the head can stay up, carried on your spine, but comfortably. So you have your inner feeling of comfort guide your movement rather than an idea of what you should look like. And you do a small enough movement, rocking movement like that, that you don't feel like your toes are lifting off the floor or your heels are lifting off the floor. The weight on the soles of the feet shifts a bit forward and a bit backwards, but do it and remember the breathing. Remember to exhale, pushing the belly out. All the time. And notice if you always exhale when you're forward and inhale when you're backwards. And see if you can move forwards and backwards at least twice, if not three times, over one exhalation. Because by now your exhalation is probably longer. There you go. And now continue the same way of breathing, pushing the belly out when you exhale, except this time move yourself again like one unit, except do it right and left. And you will immediately discover whether you've spread your feet too wide. And you see, this is an amazing way where we can really train ourselves where to place our feet. We learn it through movement, not through an idea of where it should be. But the feet need to be somewhere where they don't interfere with the movement that you might want to do in any given direction. So make sure the feet are not too close and not too far. And again, many people here will tend to bend the chest to the right and bend the chest to the left, or turn the pelvis forward and backwards, all kinds of stuff. So again, wake up internally, become vividly aware of what you're doing, and make sure that you're truly moving your whole self as one unit, right and left. And the only joint that's moving right now in your body is the ankles, for the right and the left ankle. Your whole self is as if somebody took all of you and shifted you in space a couple inches to the right and then shifted you in space an inch or two to the left. If you do a big movement, that means that you're moving your hips to the right and left. Now, the only person who can change that is you. So you need to notice whether you are actually protruding, pushing out the right hip to the side and then pushing the left hip to the left, thinking you're moving your whole self. The relationship between the head, the spine, and the pelvis does not change. There you go. And at the same time, push the belly out when you exhale. That is something that stays with you. And slowly, you might start feeling or realizing that that place where you're holding your fingers, below the belly button, is a very special place in our body. So if you actually do it, you really move to stand fully on one leg. You don't lift the other leg from the floor, but the weight moves pretty much completely over to one leg and to the other. And you might feel that it's much easier for you to do one way compared to the other. And very gradually, as you do this movement, start lifting one heel off the floor when you're not standing on it anymore, and then the other heel. But go slowly. It's not a question of picking up the heel and dashing to the other side, but it's becoming vividly aware of your whole body as you exhale and push the belly out. And you very gradually shift the weight to one leg, and then very gradually you shift the weight like this to the other. But you shift the weight not because you try to shift the weight, but because you move your whole self to the right in the ankles, and then your whole self to the left in the ankles. And then very, very gradually, while you continue breathing like this, do it slow enough so you could feel whether you can lift the heel and then the whole foot. But if you feel like, of course, if it's not easy for you, it'll interfere with the breathing. So make sure to do it so it does not get in the way of your breathing. More important that you are comfortable, more important that you continue exhaling, pushing the belly out, than it is to stand on one leg. It's more important, primarily because if you do it and you hold your breath, then it means you're not doing it as well as you could. And that's not very interesting. You don't need to do this lesson then. However, if you insist on doing it as long as you feel comfortable and you can continue breathing, you will actually learn how to do it. So whether you stand on one leg or two legs would not really feel that different in terms of the stability and the safety. So you make sure now, as you continue doing it and shifting weight from leg to leg, that you really focus on your breathing. And you exhale and you make sure that your belly is not pulled in when you come to stand on the foot, but that your belly is pushed out. So you organize it so that whenever you come to stand on one foot, your belly is out and you're exhaling. And then as you transition through the middle, you can inhale. And then as you go to the other leg, you exhale and push the belly out again. And inside, the feeling is of ease, almost like of emptiness. It's as if you exhale and the body is so light that it almost feels as if it was empty. And very slowly go down to the floor, lie on your back, and rest for a moment. Feel how you're lying. Feel how you're feeling yourself. And now roll to your side and stand on your knees. If your knees are sensitive in any way, make sure to put something soft under your knees. Again, working and feeling pain at the same time is counterproductive. We're not here to strengthen your willpower. We are here to strengthen your skill. Power. Put your hands again just below your navel, your belly button, about 2 inches below. And first of all, start exhaling and pushing the belly out and familiarizing yourself with this movement in this position. And now very gently, as you exhale, continuously pushing the belly out every time you exhale, start oscillating, moving yourself forward and backwards, but moving only in the knees. You need to do a very, very tiny movement, primarily so you don't have to struggle with your balance. Do not stand on the toes. Just organize yourself so that you could oscillate very delicately. Move like that, forwards and backwards. And each time you exhale, push the belly out. And listen to any tensions you might become aware of in yourself. Your shoulders. Are you holding your shoulders up? Is there anything you can do to ease any tension you might feel in the shoulders? But of course, don't get tense about having tension in your shoulders. Just see, just scan. Think yourself like a mental feeling scanner, where you can just scan yourself and say, oh, tension in my right shoulder. Oh, okay. And just see what happens, because we cannot intentionally get not tense by an action. We have to actually stop doing something. So just scan the neck, back of the neck, face, lips. Could I smile? Or am I totally serious? Can I get a little less serious? Even though this is a very peaceful, very high concentration kind of lesson. And in your thighs, and your buttocks, and your elbows, when you're holding your hands like this, can there be less work done in the wrists, in the fingers? And of course, you're exhaling, pushing the belly out, oscillating forwards and backwards like this in the knees. And notice how delicate your feeling of yourself can become. You can feel exactly how much to move forward before a whole group of muscles contracts abruptly to stop you from falling. And you can feel exactly how much to move backwards before your thighs start working terribly hard. And you can have a say in it. And when you think of yourself as moving forward, who do you think of yourself as? Where do you think of yourself? Do you think of your forehead? Do you think of your lips? Do you think of your chest? Do you think of your belly? What is it in your feeling, in your self-representation now, me moving forward like this and moving backward? Who is it in you that's moving, meaning which part of yourself? Can you become aware of that? If you were just for a second to close your eyes and move like this and just say, which part of myself I feel is me moving forward, what would that be? And see if you can gradually guide that part of yourself as being me moving forwards and backwards. Be that part where the belly is moving out when you exhale. See if you can do that. And you see that the moment you really are able to do that, you'll find that a sense of peacefulness settles in the neck, in the shoulders, in the face. Everything becomes quiet. And the whole body moves still together as one unit, even though it's the abdomen in that area that's leading the movement in your thinking. And just sit for a second and rest. Give your knees a moment of rest. And please stand again on your knees. Stand on your knees. Put your hands the same place on your lower abdomen. And now, very gently, start moving your whole self like this, right and left. But make sure the whole body moves together. You'll see many of you will need to put the knees closer together. And start with a tiny, tiny little movement. Of course, make sure that you exhale, pushing the belly out. So you shift the weight of the whole body very, very slowly and very, very little, right and left. And do it so slow that you could feel if there's any kind of interference with the breathing. And look to do it so that there's no excitement in the breathing. And of course, if you do it very slowly and really listen, if there's any kind of need to correct the leg or anything like this, so you can guide yourself that that won't be the case. And as you do this, you will find that there is a tendency to turn a little to the right and then a little to the left, to turn the whole self right and left as you move over to stand more on one knee, right and left in a turning movement, not bending the body right and left. You take the whole body as one unit, but as you come to lean, let's say, more on the right knee, the whole self, the belly, starts pointing towards the right knee. And as you go to the left, the belly starts pointing more towards the left knee. Don't do it by force or because I said it, I'm saying it, so you will have an opportunity to explore. And if you find yourself having the tendency to do it, then go ahead and do it so that you know that it's built in us to do that. But if you're not ready for it, then don't do it yet. All you need to be interested in is in looking to move the whole body as a unit, delicately, delicately, without interfering with the pushing of the belly out, from knee to knee. You do the turning only if you have an inner drive, an inner feeling that you actually want to do it, not because I said so. And here, as I said earlier, slowly, I'll finish my sentence in a second, but slowly see if you can start lifting one knee off and then the other knee off. And as I said earlier here, we are not training the willpower, at least it's not the purpose of training willpower in these lessons, but really training our skill level and our ability to be able to follow an inner guidance to what we do, which willpower very often masks. So if you have pain in your knees or discomfort, make sure to rest and to stop, even if I haven't said so. If you keep working with pain in the knees and so on, not only do you suffer, but there is no way but to gradually have the body get destroyed. So make sure to protect yourself. Make sure to do that which works for you. And lie on your back and rest for a moment. And as you're lying, put your fingers on the belly, about 2 inches below the navel, and just listen to your breathing and whether there's a slightly different sensation, feeling there than before. And bend your knees and put your feet standing and see if you are feeling some difference in the shoulders, in the chest, in the back of the neck, in the legs. And again, scan the whole back, the skeleton of the back, the spine, ribs, chest bone, clavicles, the whole thing, shoulder blades. And continue scanning yourself, seeing yourself, feeling yourself as a skeleton, and see if you can gradually bring yourself to have a feeling of emptiness inside the body. Emptiness not in a negative way, but in a sense of space, of room, of lightness. And very slowly, roll with your hands on your belly. Do whichever movement you need, as peculiar as it might be, to roll easily through the side to come back to stand on your knees. And now put your left foot standing. So you stand on your right knee and your left foot. You maintain your right hand on your abdomen below the navel, approximately 2 inches. You put your left hand on your head. And resume that breathing where you exhale and you push the belly out. And do that once or twice to make sure that you feel the fingers, the hand being pushed a bit forward. And now very slowly, as you exhale like this, pushing the belly forward, start taking your head with your hand to the side, bending sideways like this, whichever one you want to start with. And see if you can continue pushing the belly out and creating that feeling of emptiness. And many of you very quickly will feel that it's not empty at all, that there's lots of tensions in the muscles between the ribs and along the side of the chest and elsewhere. So just do the movement very slowly, very little, very delicately, as long as you can, without any kind of a sense of tension, pushing the belly out and gradually getting taller like this. As you bend, have the spine get taller and an inner feeling of space, of emptiness forming while you do that. Just remember to continuously push the belly out while you exhale, while you do this movement. And slowly listen whether there's tension in the hand that's holding below the navel. And even though it's held there, see that the hand is hanging, the arm is hanging. It's very limp. There needn't be any tension in that arm. And now change over only the hands. And put the other, that means put the right hand on top of your head and the left hand on your belly. And again, do the same thing. Take your head to the sides like this, right, left, pushing the belly out while you exhale. See if you sink and get shorter when you bend the head and see whether it's necessary or whether you could actually lengthen the spine like a branch, I don't know, of a tree, kind of like you're reaching out with the top of your head, but without tension, just with a thought, pushing the belly out, exhaling. And see if you can move the head over to one side very delicately until you can stand almost only on the right knee. so you could, at least in your imagination, lift the left foot off the floor. You keep exhaling. See if you can figure that one out. So you exhale, push the belly out, and shift the weight over to your right until you could maybe lift the left foot in such a way that you will actually continue breathing without interference. That's very good. Lie on your back and rest for a moment. And put your hands below your navel in the same place and just feel what it's like, how you're breathing, and recreate the image, the skeletal image of yourself, and see if you can recreate the feeling of emptiness. And very slowly roll through your side, if you can, through the other side, keeping your hands on your belly, and come back to standing on your knees again. This time, place your right foot standing. And so you stand on the left knee and the right foot. Place the right hand on top of your head. And this time, tilt your head to the side. Maybe we'll say you tilt your head to the right. And see what it's like. Exhale. Push the belly out. There you go. And now change over the hands and do the head the other way. That means you have this time the left hand on top of your head, the right hand below the navel, and you are tilting the head to the left, exhaling, pushing the belly out. And here, if you can get that feeling of emptiness and tallness, and see if you can gradually bring yourself to lean so safely on your left knee that you could actually detach the right one off the floor. But the breathing, that's your guide. Any moment you're interfering with the breathing, you stop trying to do whatever you're doing, because this is a way to know that you're going to do it, about to do it, in a poor fashion. So it's okay to experiment, to check out, but certainly don't continue doing it that way. And now leave this and get up to standing. And first of all, put both hands on your lower abdomen and just stand there and exhale and push the belly out and see what it feels like now. How you feel now and how doing this movement feels. And now extend your right arm shoulder height sideways. You keep your left hand on your lower abdomen, just about 2 inches below the navel. You can let the palm hang down at the wrist so you don't have to strain the wrist or the hand. You can check with your eyes that your hand is shoulder height and not top of the head height or ceiling height or middle of the chest height, but really an extension of your shoulders to the sides. And now again, exhale, push the belly out, and slowly lengthen the right arm to the right. So it pulls your whole body and shifts your whole weight over to your right leg as you exhale and back. Start with a tiny little movement. Make sure that you maintain the right wrist free, the left wrist free, the fingers of the hands as delicate and as strain or tension free as you know how to. And continue exhaling, pushing the belly out while you lengthen the right arm to the right like this until, of course, you feel that you come to stand solidly and safely on your right foot, and your left foot can even leave the floor or be without any weight on the floor. Follow the breathing the whole time. Make sure you exhale. Feel if spontaneously now there is a tendency for the belly to be out when you're actually standing on the right leg. And as you do that, listen to something very important. As you come to stand and primarily on the right foot, do you feel yourself growing taller or do you feel yourself sinking down into the leg? And gradually organize yourself so that as you do this movement, you push the belly out, you pull the right arm to the right, that you actually the top of your head gets taller. Not the forehead, not the nose, the top of the head. That's where most men, if they start balding, that's where they start getting a little bald. Or if the ceiling fell down, that's where it will touch your head first. If you're not sure where the top of the head is, touch your head and find that place that's the highest on the skull when you stand, if you don't pick your chin up. So if you let the chin just hang down, that's the top of your head. And now when you lengthen the right arm to the right, you flatten the chest, you push the belly out, and see if the weight as you come on the right leg gets you taller, as if it pushes you up as the belly goes down. And all that, of course, gently. There you go. And stand for a moment and rest. And listen to the breathing and listen to yourself in standing. And now bring the left arm shoulder height, the right hand below the navel, and resume doing the same movement. Don't do the whole movement to begin with, but just a tiny bit where you just start lengthening the left arm to the left and shifting the weight a tiny bit and pushing the belly out while you exhale the way you've been doing and come back and a bit more and come back and a bit more until it's almost like water flowing. Everything knows where to go, when to go, how to go, how much. Make sure that the wrist is free. Make sure the fingers are free. In both hands. And pay attention to the back of your neck and in between the shoulder blades. And if you feel tension during this movement, if it's difficult for you for some reason, you can let yourself turn around the axis a little bit, this time to your left. That should ease the sensation in the shoulders and in the neck. That's right. And now put both hands on your lower abdomen again. Stand in the middle and do the movement you did before, where you oscillate forwards and backwards while you exhale, push the belly out, and see how it feels now. The whole body is one unit. And then do it right and left. And see on whichever leg you want. See if now you could stand on one leg and it feels like you could do it for a very long time. There's no big deal to it. And once you stand on the leg, see if you can all of a sudden feel that you can turn around as if you have an eye in your lower belly where you're touching, so that your whole self could turn around to look wherever you want while you're standing on one leg. Explore that a little bit. So you shift to one leg or the other. You can choose which one you want to start. And once you stand like this on the leg, see if you have a sense of freedom to move about while standing on that leg, turning around yourself. And try to look down and try to look up while you're standing on one leg, while you're turning, slowly, slowly. And now, leave this alone. Let the arms hang down. And now, take the left leg a little backwards. So you stand on your toes behind you a little bit on the left legs. You're standing on both legs, but with the left leg sort of limp behind you. And now, in a very light movement, lift both arms up in front of you and up, and you can look at them. And at the same time, take the leg a little back. So you're like a little child that sort of just looks, throws the arms up and the head up and the leg back and come back. Don't do a long movement. No, you're not a ballerina trying to do an arabesque for a long time. But just sort of throw the leg and the arms up and the head and come back. And see if at the same time you can exhale and push the belly out. Just make it an easy, playful movement. Simple, free in the chest, free in the arms. Don't try to do it pretty or nice or right. Just throw yourself and see if you can let the ribs come up and let, even though the belly goes down, the whole chest is free to move, the sternum is free to move, the shoulder blades are free to move. Everything you've learned to move in those past six lessons. But exhale, just and throw yourself. There you go. And look up and then look and come back. And just do it easy. As if you're tossing a ball. Your arms and legs are a ball you're tossing. There you go. And change over and do it with the other leg. And see if you can feel that I am one person doing this movement with a leg and two arms all together. You start exhaling and poof, you throw everything. Go ahead, do it. And now stand in the middle. Stand in the middle. And simply turn around yourself with swinging your arms right and left. And see how much now you can swing around yourself. Have the arms free so they can bend in the elbows when you swing. They loop around the chest. The elbows bend. The right elbow bends and the left elbow bends. And one arm bends behind on your lower back and the other one bends on front on your chest and belly. And twist and look and twist and let one heel lift, shift the weight and let the other heel lift. And look around yourself. Magnificent. And now just stand for a second. Stand for a second, put your hands on your lower belly and simply don't do anything. Breathe anyway. Don't breathe. See what occurs. Just feel yourself. And see if you can for a moment feel your whole self in that part where you're touching. And as you're going to walk in a second, feel, you can imagine, I like to do this, you can imagine like you have light coming out of your belly, that your whole area there is full with light. And as you move, this light moves forward or wherever you are walking. You can use this image if you like. You don't have to. Just walk, but see if you can have a sense of me for this moment. Me is there. And this is, well, start walking and see if you can feel yourself walking in that place. So if somebody asked you, who are you? You would point at that part of your belly. And in the future, it's highly recommended to go over those six lessons again, probably the first two, three, even four times in the order that they were presented. And then you can do any of those lessons anytime you want, anywhere. So thank you very much and enjoy.